Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rebel Room post-game edition. Ryan Green and Rob Misch here to talk UNLV, UTPA. UNLV takes down Texas Pan Am 73-48 tonight at the MAC, led by 14 points from Deshaun Mitchell, 12 from Rene Rougeau, and another so-so offensive performance where the final score maybe, just looking at it on paper, Rob, masks, again, some things. But I guess you could say compared to their first two showings this year, one exhibition, one regular season game, things tended to find some flow in the second half a little bit.
Yeah, it was almost like those five previous halves were just kind of warm up, and they kind of found their groove and found a pretty good niche in that second half. It was a pretty it wasn't stunning or a big blitzkrieg to start the second
something.
Half, but it was dominant, and that's what they needed.
Yeah, they needed that. They needed dominant because, I mean, you look at the stat sheet again now defensively, UNLV, again, very, very good. Third straight time. Again, we are, while we're, just for conversation purposes here, we're counting the exhibition in this category, but
right.
The third straight time out this season that UNLV's held an opponent under 40% from the floor. That's pretty good. They blocked six shots. They forced 18 turnovers and only committed eight themselves.
Right.
So they took care of the ball. They defended well, but again, just, you know, couldn't make shots. Three games in the MAC so far, 19 of 79 from three-point range.
Yeah, that's just – the three-point range is just befuddling, you know. Just in practice yesterday, Wink Adams was telling me how they had looked at tape and they were stunned at how – well, Kruger pointed this out, and they were stunned – because more often than not, in the opener, they were shooting three-pointers 3-4 feet behind the line, as if they almost got an extra point for that distance. Well, Wink told me, hey, all we got to do is scoot up, look at our feet more, and those shots that are hitting the front of the rim are going to fall in. And what did they do today? Jacking it from 3-4 feet from behind the arc, just like they
short.
Were doing. Yeah, and it was the same old thing, so... It's almost like the MAC has turned into a road barn for them.
It's not like they're getting bad looks. They're getting good looks. Joe Darger goes 1 of 7 from three. Wink went 1 of 5. Only played 21 minutes. He got some rest in the second half. Oscar Belfield 1 of 5. Kendall Wallace 1 of 5. Mauricio Rutledge 1 of 3. Trevon Willis 1 of 3. It's just kind of down the. You gotta almost think that. I mean, you know, some people are going to say, well, they moved the three-point line back. I don't buy that.
No, I don't
They
either.
Hardly moved it back.
No, and you know what?
But,
before the season, they didn't buy
yeah.
that. So because they're used to shooting long ones,
exactly.
as we've seen. They're used to shooting it from and not worrying about where their toes are on the line.
Do you chalk this up to coincidence right now, maybe?
If it happens once, maybe, but twice, I don't know. I think
Thrice.
We're seeing a pattern. Well, the problem is that now we have Northern Arizona. Now we have North Carolina A&T Thursday, Saturday games. These games right now, and which included today with Texas Pan Am, these are just to get you going. They're to warm up games, not
games.
Yeah, you know, not to put down those foes too much. But there's a reason why Kruger got them on the schedule for this time period. It's to go
yep.
deep in the bench, to get some chemistry, to play with some different combinations. And it worked out really well today as far as that goes because everybody played. He got 37 points from the bench, and he's starting to feel out some combinations and seeing who's going to produce. We have it's a finite stretch here, though, because once El Paso comes next Monday, it's time to play ball for real, and the exhibition season is over.
Yep, that's a pretty good way to put it, and that's a pretty good way to lead into what Coach Kruger and some of his players had to say about tonight's game. So here's Coach Kruger, Rene Rougeau, and name's already escaping me. Deshaun Mitchell talking about
tonight's
game.
We'll get to know him real well.
We'll talk about that in a bit, but here they are talking about tonight's game a little bit. Take it away, guys.
Anytime you get opportunities off the bench and go in and convert those into good plays, it's great. Those guys will come back to practice tomorrow with just a little bit of extra hopping their step and looking forward to the game now on Thursday with a little more anticipation. And that's great because I think anytime you can have a little success and that just reinforces the work and the investment and great to see that out of the guys coming off the bench. It's great to see Deshaun do that. He's kind of a little bit wide-eyed making that transition from high school to college, and to see him step in and have good results is great. He's such a good kid, and he's going to be an outstanding player. So really happy to see him do that. And then, you know, teammates were excited for him, and that's great to see. And like to see him keep making that progress.
Yeah, it felt real good. To get out on the court. Well, just to get on the court felt great. Just played my first college basketball game. Felt real good. Really need to work on everything. I need to work on my ball handling, still my defense a lot, my moving my feet, and my shooting, my jump shot.
Oh, that's that's all it takes. It only takes a few plays. You know, coach always talks about that. You know, just one possession at a time. It's not going to happen all at once. So, it's definitely going to take us a few possessions to really get this thing going. And we just really have to stick with it and really lock in there. And the guys definitely did that in the second half.
All right. Well, that's what they had to say. Now, back to what we have to say. We mentioned Deshaun Mitchell right before going to the audio there. He had 14 points, 7 of 10 shooting. Now, granted, all 14 of those points came from within about 2 feet or less from the hoop. But, he showed what does make him special. He defended well.
Right.
Had 4 rebounds. He can get in the mix with taller guys inside, defend the perimeter, and he can also give you some flash in terms of those plays that are really going to wake a team up, which I think a few of those dunks he made did that. They woke up the entire building at times.
Right, Ryan. And his defense is coming along. We haven't even seen him play really tough defense the way Kruger wants him to play, and we will see that. You know, when they did pull away in the second half, that first 8 minutes, it was really keyed by their defense. Pan Am shot 2 for 11. One of those was an Oscar Belfield block. Pan Am turned it over twice. Most of the players tonight after the game said that their offense has been sluggish. They've been shooting poorly from three-point line, point range. So what they really need to do is let their defense key their offense. And that's what we saw in the first 8 minutes. And that is what Deshaun is really going to bring to the table. There are enough mid-range and long-range shooters on this team to where Mitchell is really going to give them a luxury to be that sneaky guy down low. As we saw tonight, he nearly had a couple big tips down low with the big boys.
Yep.
And his kangaroo hops are going to get him there. And, you know, that's what we saw, or that's what I saw during 8 scrimmages during practice. They had some pretty intense scrimmages in which Deshaun shot 14 for 18 from the field. So that's what he does. He finishes. And I'll tell you what, a lot of other guys aren't finishing right now, so time to give him a little minutes.
Yeah, and you mentioned a couple of those tip-ins. I remember one instance in particular where he was in there with Biaz Hamga, and you know, when they were both leaping up, they were getting to the same point. This is a guy who's, you know, his vertical makes up for whatever size differential there is when he decides to get in there and mix it up. And,
absolutely.
Talking about those dunks too, you know, I mean, a dunk is worth as much as a 15-foot jumper, but sometimes it can be worth a bit more in the sense that, you know, this is a team that has been sluggish offensively for 3 games.
Right.
Really needed a pick-me-up, something to be excited about. And this might really be the first offensive thing in 3 games that they've been able to be excited about.
It was a reason for the crowd to jump up and explode. And if anybody thinks that, it's one thing for the players to play sluggishly and poorly and carelessly, but it can exacerbate itself because they know, they feel that and sense the apprehension and nervousness in the stands. And when you can get a guy like Mitchell, Kendall Wallace tossed him the great alley-oop dunk that we have been talking about with, 12-13 left in the second half. It really brought down the house and really gave the team just shots of adrenaline that they really needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we mentioned the name Biaz Hamga, too. He didn't play Saturday in the opener, got 12 minutes tonight, 3 points, 3 boards, looked a little uneasy, unsure with the ball, with his back to the basket a couple times, but, you know, hit a nice hook shot, he showed flashes of that potential that really everyone seems to like to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I guess everybody hates the word potential. You know, you want to do what you can do and produce and all that.
It's going to take
some
time, though.
Maybe, yeah, but you know what, there was a lot of people out there, and maybe one or two of you are listening right now, who really put some high expectations on this guy with his 5 stars or 10 stars or 50,000 star ratings by the recruiting services. Guess what? He's a 7-footer, has a long way to go, and he's got a lot to learn, and he's with the right people to teach him. So we're going to see a whole different cat in 2 years. He's going to be strong, and he won't be He won't be hesitating. He's already learned plenty. We didn't see him dribble tonight.
Mm-hmm.
In practice 3-4 weeks ago, heck, 2 weeks ago, he will put it on the floor once or twice. And granted, a couple times he finished well, but more often than not, he's getting that picked. So he's learning. He's got a long way to go, and he knows it.
What else stood out to you tonight? You know, just looking back on this one, one thing that stood out to me, I thought Trevon played pretty well. 6 points, 6 assists, just 1 turnover in 17 minutes. And, you know, I think defensively, you know, I'm not just on the perimeter, but beyond the perimeter.
Yep.
You know, when he's kind of trying to set traps by himself and he's really getting up on somebody just across the timeline, boy, he's just a pest to those guys. And the last two games, I've seen him, you know, sit there and swat and, you know, knock balls loose, not create turnovers, but knock balls loose and get ball handlers uncomfortable with the way he uses those long arms the
yep.
right way. And I thought he played a pretty impressive game. You know, take away the 2 of 7 shooting, you know, he had open looks and he took the open looks he had, and I thought he looked pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? He wasn't unusual. A lot of them, a lot of guys, Darger on down, Adams, they all had open looks. And, you know, I don't know if it's a cold that everybody's catching, but you're right, Trevon with his reach. That's really an interesting setup they have with Oscar and Trevon. It's a two-headed monster at point guard.
They're interchangeable.
I don't think they consider themselves a starter or a reliever or a bench guy. I think they're just two guys who play, and sometimes, like we saw in the opener, they'll be on the court at the same time, which is a very interesting look. But both are very capable. And, you know, Trevon, we've said this before, he wants a 4-to-1 assist to turnover ratio this season. He had a tough opener, didn't exactly get that, but 6-to-1, he's well on his way. And it coming off the bench has – you know, I don't want to say it's been such a an incredible learning experience for him. Maybe it has, but all I know is he's handled it professionally, and the kid is steady as a rock.
Well, before we get out of here, I would assume we're going to see a pretty similar setup Thursday night with Northern Arizona in town. Now, Northern Arizona, pretty, you know, maybe a cut above UTPA, but still probably an opportunity for Kruger to get a lot of these guys back out there and see if they can be consistent with what they showed. You know, I guess the main guy there being Deshaun Mitchell. Can he do something like that 2 games in a row?
Yep. You know, and if he can, we're going to see him 3 games in a row, and we're going to see him into the rotation. You know, I think this is really a tryout week.
Yeah.
Let's see combinations. Let's see who can produce, who fits well, who plays well. And then come El Paso, Kruger's going to come with his – 9 guys in his rotation, and they'll go from there. But I think another interesting thing to watch Thursday will be Wink Adams. He had 5 points tonight. Only once all season last season did he score as low as 5 points at home against BYU. And, he hadn't played that poorly in a previous time since midway through his sophomore year. He had 2 points at Air Force. So it's whatever is catching, they've all got it. And you know, it'll be interesting to see if we can come back with his usual, you know, 17-21 point output.
Do you think he got a little maybe added rest there in the second half too, given the,
sure.
the land on his back? Because I remember there was a point where after that run with Mitchell and those guys in there, they brought back in 4 of the starters,
right,
and left Kendall Wallace out there with them. Do you think maybe they were thinking of that right calf and that lower back?
That's a great point. Yeah. I think you're spot on. Yeah, that kind of eluded me for a second. But
I mean, he was off when he was in there. I can sell that short, but
he was. Yeah. But also, let's be realistic too. You know, you want him full bore for UTEP and after that.
Agreed.
So I think the next 2 games continues the week long tryout to see who can do what.
Any final comments before we bounce out of here?
You know, nothing else sticks out. Aloha.
Sounds good. For Rob Mish, I'm Ryan Green. We will talk to you later this week. Bye-bye.